Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Revisionary Podcast. And I'm your host, Juan Carlos. So this week, we're actually going to pivot a little bit. Before we pivot, if this is your first time listening, the way this works is we bring on guests, usually comedians, who tell a nonfiction story about their lives in which they wish things had gone a little bit differently. Afterwards, I give you an opportunity to tell I give the guest an opportunity to tell the same exact story, except this time they can change any facts or details that they would like about the story. So, for those of you guys who are listening, before I dive into how we're changing things a little bit this week, it's not a lot, it's not going to be a huge change, don't worry, we're not deviating too much. I just want to tell you guys about my weekend because it has been a wild one. Well, and by wild, I really just mean that I've been doing my best to give back to the community. I found out a few weeks ago that apparently there was a national shortage of baseball umpires in the country. And I'm sure you guys have heard me say in the past how much I love baseball. Or if you haven't, that is something you should definitely know. I love baseball. It is my favorite sport. And while I was doing the research, I was like, well, let me give back to my community. And let me tell you, I've enjoyed it for the most part. Outside of getting yelled at, which I get yelled at a lot by parents. Just a note to any parents who are out there. If you're going to a child's game and an official is officiating, I need you to understand that they're not doing it for the money. Well, some people might be, but really, it doesn't pay that much. It's a love of labor. Or labor of love, rather. I believe that is the phrase. Please stop yelling at officials. It's a lot harder than it looks. People are like, oh, you suck. I'm like, well, guess what? When things are happening in the heat of the moment, you have to make the best decision that you can. Trust me, I'm trying to be as fair as possible. But either way, that's how I spent my weekend. I was umpiring tournaments, and I'm all sore because I took fastballs to the neck, to each of my hands. I got hit on one fastball so hard that I had an indicator in my hand, and my hand just spasmed open, and the indicator just dropped. I took one off the cup, man. It was just a hard weekend. So, you know, I want to say shout out to everyone who, donates their time and gives back to their community. This is my small way of doing better in the community. Also, I want to wish a happy Father's Day to any of the dads who listen to this podcast on a regular basis. You know, this past Sunday was Father's Day, and I want to thank you for everything that you do, and I hope you all had an opportunity to spend time with your kids. So that's been beautiful. This week, we're actually going to dive a little bit into the world of streaming. My guest this week, you might have followed her or seen her on Twitch. Her name is Underdog Nobody, or Doggo, as everyone affectionately calls her. She is a very talented illustrator. She does video designer, but again, most people know her for her Twitch streams. Please make sure that you check her out. I'm really excited to talk to her because Twitch is something that I feel like has been growing, and I'm excited to learn a lot more about it and understand how it works because it's just always something that has intrigued me. So let's just see what happens. Before we go any further, let me see if I can get Doggo on the line. Okay, I know I say that we have a lot of weird stories, but that one was weird. That one freaked me out a little bit. Like, keeping someone's molar just seems next level creepy. You know what I mean? Like, So I know she mentioned on I know she mentioned that we might be removing. I know she mentioned that I might be launching a Twitch channel. She's right. You know what? I will launch it eventually. I'm not sure that I'm quite ready to launch it. You can follow me if you'd like. I direct message me and I will give you the name of so that you can follow me if you are interested. If that's something you want to do, I do think that what she's doing is really cool. So maybe instead of doing my idea, I might switch over and do some of the retro stuff because I find that stuff to be fun. And I don't know when I'm going to launch officially, maybe late August or early August, but I will be doing streams here and there just to trying to get my feet under me and to make sure I know what I'm doing. So if you want to subscribe and you want to follow and you want to see what I'm doing, go ahead, send me a message and follow me along. It should be a good time. I'm really excited to, you know, go down this path and just like continue to grow my brand. And honestly, it's just fun. I enjoy playing video games. If I'm going to do it anyway, I might as well do it with other people watching and, you know, and make sure that it's a social activity. So I want to say thank you to all of you for listening. You guys are wonderful. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you learn about Twitch and the streaming community. And, you know, don't give ex-girlfriends access to your teeth. This is Juan Carlos, and thank you for listening.